Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back soon and that you need to be prepared. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some foolishly have done. However, it is all about preparation. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, our blessed hope. First, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Israel Hayom, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Thursday that Israel was preparing for a broad and surprising military campaign in the Gaza Strip in the event of a major escalation. During a meeting in the southern Israeli city of Ashkelon, an area heavily targeted in previous flare-ups, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated, "I want there to be calm, but we are not under the illusion that we can reach a political agreement with Hamas, who wants to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. We are preparing for a campaign that is not only broad, but also surprising. I am not going to hesitate to do what is necessary. A new truce agreement between Israel and Gaza's Hamas was meant to restore calm on the border and bring to an end the launch of incendiary devices across the border, but it has only partially been enforced by the terrorist group." Second, today, under the sign category of pestilences, according to the New York Daily News, the CDC issued a vital signs warning as it prepares for a potential outbreak of the polio-like illness, acute flaccid myelitis, in the fall. Since 2014, AFM has struck children in increasing numbers from August to October, with peak outbreaks occurring on even-numbered years. Although doctors have linked a number of cases in the initial 2014 outbreak to enterovirus D68, health officials have not yet been able to determine the exact cause of the illness that has caused many children to become paralyzed. Ahead of the outbreaks, the CDC issued a warning including information on AFM and what doctors should do if cases are suspected. Although rare, the illness is serious, doctors have warned. Third today, under the sign category of the rise of Gog and Magog, according to BBC News, Turkey has received the first parts of a Russian S-400 missile defense system, despite opposition from the U.S. The shipment arrived in an airbase in the capital Ankara on Friday. The Turkish Defense Ministry says the move will anger the U.S., which has warned that Turkey cannot have both the S-400 anti-aircraft defense system and U.S. F-35 fighter jets. U.S. defense officials called the Turkish action a troubling signal of strategic alignment with Putin's Russia, and said they did not want the F-35 jets to be near S-400 systems because they feared Russian technicians would be able to access the 535's vulnerabilities. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled The Great Harlot and the Scarlet Beast, Part 4, from Dr. Ed Heinzen's book, Revelation, Unlocking the Future. The very fact that John calls Babylon's identity a mystery ought to be enough to indicate that he does not intend us to take Babylon literally. His subsequent description of this great city makes that point all the more clear. David Hawking also emphasizes that she is a mystery and says this suggests that neither ancient Babylon nor its site is intended. It teaches us to look deeper and to see it figuratively rather than literally. John's imagery is drawn from Jeremiah 51:7-8, where Babylon is referred to as a golden cup that made the nations drunk with the intoxicating desire for power. Thus, John takes the name of Israel's ancient enemy Babylon and uses it for Rome. Dr. Robert Mounts writes, whether Jezebel or Cleopatra sat for the portrait John is now painting makes little difference. The harlot is Rome. Adorned in luxury and intoxicated with the blood of the saints, she stands for a dominant world system based on seduction for personal gain over and against the righteous demands of a persecuted minority. The real tragedy is that she could well be America. While there is no clear prophecy about the United States, the Bible, nor Canada, Australia, South Africa, etc., it is possible to infer nations that are European transplants from the young lions of Tarshish. It is certainly probable that if a European alliance were to form in fulfillment of these prophecies anytime soon, it would most likely include all the major Western powers that an American leader could head them is certainly possible, even probable. Ladies and gentlemen, Lord willing, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. In closing, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of His second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book Coming Events and Present Duties by J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This section is titled What Time Is It? Part 4 by Dr. J.C. Ryles. It is a cold time for believers. They meet with much to chill and damp their zeal and little to cheer and warm their hearts. They have to put up with many crosses and disappointments. They see iniquity abounding and their own love is apt to become cold. And why? It is nighttime. It is a lonely time to believers. They find little company on the way that leads to heaven. Here and there they fall in with one who loves the Lord Jesus and lives by faith. A few of God's children may be found in one town and a few in another, but on the whole, the children of the world seem like the Syrian army, which filled the country, and the children of God are like a few scattered sheep in a wilderness. And why? It is night. It is nighttime. It is a dangerous time to believers. They often stumble and scarcely discern their path. They often stand in doubt and know not which way to turn. They sometimes see not their tokens and lose sight of their landmarks. At best, they travel on in continual fear of enemies. And why? It is night. If the Lord tarries His coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise You and we thank You for the privilege and the honor that it is, Lord, to share Your holy gospel and Your holy word. And through this podcast, Lord, we pray that millions would come to know Your Savior before it is eternally too late. And Lord, have mercy and grace upon us as Your children, those of us who are saved. Forgive us of our sins and help us to repent and to turn from our evil ways. And as we're living during the nighttime period, help us to keep looking up, for our redemption draweth near. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for His sake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving Him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you. so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight.